This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Trump numbers diving. The ship is sinking. There's blood in the water. Soon they'll be pulling the lifeboats out. In short, this is what the polling numbers from the new surveys by both the Times and the Post are showing for the Trump push to autocracy. We can predict that the White House talking heads will say this is all fake news from unfriendly sources, but they will, as always, have their fingers crossed behind their backs because Republican pollsters are showing the same trends. At 42% in the well-respected Times Siena poll, Trump has managed a historic low for a president this early in what is normally the honeymoon portion of a new president's term. Admittedly, despite Trump's self-regard, his general popularity has never been too high, so no one, friend or foe, should suffer from premature certainty. But this can't be good news. It also gets worse. 66% of voters find Trump's first 100 days chaotic, while 59% think scary defines his administration at this point. The gyrations of the stock market and depression over the economy are posed by 55% of voters, including 63% of independents. Historically, for no good reason, voters have seen Trump's handling of the economy as a strength, but those days seem long gone. On immigration, despite very low numbers coming into the U.S. from the southern border, Trump's deportation strategy and its way-across-the-line tactics have jumped the shark. His attempt to gaslight the public over the mistaken deportation of Abrego Garcia, for no good reason, to an El Salvador prison on the false claims of his dangerous gang affiliation haven't worked. And his refusal to say, "I'm sorry," and bring the guy back to his family in the U.S. have turned the whole issue against him. As the Post reports, more Americans say Abrego Garcia should be returned to the U.S. than say he should remain in prison in El Salvador, according to a Washington Post ABC News Ipso poll released Friday. 42% say Abrego Garcia should be brought back versus 26% who say he should remain imprisoned abroad. There are also key partisan splits, with about three-quarters of Democrats saying Abrego Garcia should be returned, compared with just over half of Republicans who agree with Trump that the Salvadorian man should remain in prison. Meanwhile, 31% of the voters say they approved of Trump's handling of the Abrego Garcia case, compared to 52% who said they disapproved of the president's approach, according to a New York Times Siena College poll. God knows what kind of a gang a two-year-old might have been part of in one of the latest deportation disasters. Trump likes to blink and pull back while never admitting he and his people messed up, so it's not like any of us should expect an apology. But maybe a report will come suddenly and soon, if the numbers keep trending this way, that Abrego Garcia is back in Maryland. Trump can also see what's happening to his co-president, Elon Musk, from all of this chaos and mischief. Tesla sales have dropped 71% in the last quarter. On an earnings call, reports indicate that, like it or not, Musk knows he better get back to the shop ASAP. No question that Trump is glad that Musk is taking the bullets for him, but he's gotten the message that he has to hide behind his weird cabinet picks rather than Daddy Warbucks. Meanwhile, he's got a defense attorney who's embarrassingly unready for prime time, improving it by one text after another. He has a health secretary who's bouncing from one crazy to another on measles, fluorides, and more. His buddy, Russia's Putin, isn't bending to his will, but kind of bending him over a chair, while Ukraine is no closer to peace than Gaza is, despite his pontificating. Trump's not the kind of captain that goes down with the ship, and his ship is clearly sinking, so coming weeks might see a change before he goes underwater yet again. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.